So I've just, been mentioning that at our last meeting, I've shared a guided meditation on the elements, which it gives us a direct experience of our deep embeddedness and interconnectedness with the web of life, and really brings that in our direct experience through the fact, that our body and the body of the planet are of the same substance. Our bodies literally emerge out of the planet and go back into the planet when they die. And because of that, our bodies are like a plug-in into the planet, which is a self-regulating intelligent system, or we could also call it living being. And through the capacity, to plug into that through listening with our bodies, which is a way, of expanding our capacity for connection and our capacity for perception. And this is what we are trying to do here on this with these guided meditations, which are based on the early Buddhist meditations, but then, adding something to it which is emerging now into our consciousness, because of the dire situation we are in on this planet. And there is a new way of participating becoming available, if we are taking an interest and if we are turning towards that. And that's what's called evolution, that over the deep time span since living beings are on this planet, there has been increasing complexification happening. That in the beginning there were very, very simple life forms, and now we have life forms like us, who are very complex and have a lot of potential, but also have a lot of potential to destruct and have a negative impact onto the web of life. And this is what we are waking up to now, that we are actually in danger, to wipe ourselves off the planet if we are not taking an interest how to participate in a different way. And these meditations I'm sharing on the Wednesdays are about that, to start to look at all of this in a very different way, and based, on the power of Buddhist meditation, which helps us to stay grounded and helps us to refine the capacity of the mind. So it might be able, to participate in a different way, because this is what is asked of us now, to at least, try it. And understanding that the body is really a plug-in into the planet, and the planet is a self-regulating, intelligent living system, which is of an intelligence much vaster than our own, and we can't really, participate with the dualistic thinking mind, but we can participate in a different way through the body, through sensing. And this is the first establishment of mindfulness, the first Satipatthana, which includes a meditation on the elements and on the body. So the meditation I'd like to share today is adapted from an exercise from the from a training course from the Pachamama Alliance I have been doing last year. It's called Introduction to Community Climate Action Training. And this practice is best done outside, but one can also do it inside with a potted plant or sitting at a window. And it's based on the understanding, that the human species, Homo sapiens, is a comparatively young and immature species. And That's the reason, why we have gotten into such a mess. It's not because we are evil or bad, but it's just we are immature and not really aware of a lot of things, which are not directly available to our sense organs. For example, connecting with a plant relative, and plants, are much, much longer here on this planet, and they are more mature and more experienced. Even, they operate with a very different intelligence than ourselves. But we would like to kind of try to tune in and see what we can learn from them. Because, plants can't easily walk away when they are challenged. They have to stay and adapt. And we also can no longer walk away, because the territory on this planet is limited with the amount of people which are around. And going terraforming Mars is not gonna work for 8 billion people. So we have to really adapt more to the limitations of our situation. And I think in this way we can learn something from plants. And this guided meditation today is an attempt, to learn something from a plant by attuning and resonating with that plant. And rather than trying to find another space to go, we are trying to make some space in the mind and in the heart so that we can see differently than before. So geographical space is limited, but the space in the mind is unlimited if we are working with it. And in particular, if we are really becoming conscious of that narrative of separation, which has created such a intense situation for us now, that we are really pressured by the biosphere to wake up to that. So I myself am going to work with the fern here, which is in the same icon as heather. And this is a plant, which is around. Ferns emerged on this planet first 360 million years ago. So they are really, really old, whereas our species is like 200,000 years ago. And, pre-Homo sapiens species are around maybe 2 million years ago. So it's a much, much deeper time. And a lot of resilience, is in that being around for so long. So why don't we try, to resonate with that being and see what we can learn? Because that fern or any other of the potted plants are made just of the same elements as our bodies. Just a different combination, but nevertheless, absolutely the same elements as our bodies and as the planet itself. So please, let's try to find a posture we can sustain for about 45 minutes. And start by settling into your body through the breath, allowing the breath to take you into the body. And being aware of the sense of gravity, which gently pulls you to the soil underneath where you're sitting. And, as your system becomes more settled, becoming aware of what you're bringing here today. How is the body? the heart, the emotions, and the mind. And you know, with your out breath, just sending some roots down into the soil underneath where you're sitting. And with the in-breath, you know, breathing in the vastness and the stillness of the earth beneath you. The powerful presence of the planet, which is carrying us. Just carrying so many life forms. And then take some time to notice where you're sitting with your plant ally, with your plant relative, with whom you're going to engage now for this practice. And taking a few, you know, full breath. And you know, sensing into the connection with your plant teacher for this sitting, and also you know, the fact that you're not alone, there is a whole group of friends who are engaging in the same way as you. And as you're breathing, just attuning to the connection that you are now cultivating through your undivided attention. You know, being aware of what you're conscious of. As well, you know, as of other ways of relating, which are more subtle, which might be happening at the same time, and you might not be conscious of those. And there might be also new ways of being in a relationship which might emerge during this exercise. And if you are, if you're looking outside of the window, notice also the other beings which are there. Just noticing the depths of interconnection and interrelatedness through which understanding, insight, and guidance can pass, that we are often not aware consciously. I'm just making some space for that. And now let's take a few moments, to attune to our senses, noticing anything visually that we may not have noticed up to this point about your plant relative. Or anything else, that might have shifted since you began with this practice. For example, I can see a very slight movement, in the leaves of my fern. Don't know where that's coming from. And also attuning to your sense of hearing and notice any way in which the presence of your plant relative is reflected in the soundscape, if it is, including the awareness of the ways that may be out of the range of sound that human ears can pick up. And just allowing space for that possibility. And then, tuning to your sense of touch. And if it's accessible, maybe gently approach and touch the plant relative you're interacting with. And if that's not possible, then just imagine what it would be like to touch it. And allowing your awareness to include ways of perceiving this plant being that are within your immediate understanding, as well as those ways that might be intuitive, and also other ways that might extend beyond your current range of perception. So that, the range of perception might unfold and expand as we are carrying this forward, this way of engaging with the modern human world. You know, with an intention to learn and to grow, to evolve. By simply, you know, making some space for that possibility to emerge. Because we are not like inventing something, we're just making space for something to receive. And noticing also, you know, if doubt comes up in the mind. Make space for that as well. So breathing into the whole body. The body is an organ of listening. Into your cells, into your tissue, into your bones, the whole body. And as you breathe, you know, continuing this breathing, you are the experience into your intuitive faculties, into your inner eye, inner ear, your heart, your hands. Just allowing it to be received. And as you breathe in this way, imagine that you are opening the receptors of your whole being, your guts, your spine, your feet, your roots. Breathing deeply all the observations in that you are making, the conscious perceptions and the subtle impressions. Breathing them into the body as a plug-in into the modern human world. and allowing everything to settle into the body with the out-breath. To receive insight, understanding, and guidance from the plant relative with the in-breath, and to allow it to settle in, soak in, deepen with the exhale. So, being with the body as an organ of resonance. Which means, integrating that into the context of the web of life. So that we might receive some information, how we can be living in harmony and responding rather than reacting. Just simply allowing everything that's here for you to deepen and settle. By allowing a spaciousness for the connection, as well as for understanding and guidance in that connection to deepen. So now I'm going to offer some incomplete sentences for you to complete as spontaneously as possible. You don't need to repeat what I'm saying, but just pick up where I leave off and complete the following sentences. And I'm going to leave some pauses for you to consider. So I'm simply sensing and feeling into the opening as you inhale, into receiving the subtle data flow in connection with your plant relative, and then complete the sentences. And there's no need to push for anything in particular. You could also be aware of an absence of connection and allow that to be as it is. Because it might take some repetition to develop that connection. It might be different, for different people. Just seeing what happens. So with the inhale, we're receiving the data flow. And from that, we complete the sentences. And if nothing is coming, then we are aware of that. That's also a way of connecting to know that there is at the moment nothing coming. So the first sentence is, the heart of the question that I have brought here today is, as I have engaged with my question and my plant partner, the most prominent physical, energetic, and emotional sensations and feelings for me in this encounter are. As I place my awareness and attention on whatever sensations or feelings are most prominent for me, what I'm noticing is. If this feeling or sensation could offer an answer to my question right now, what it would say is. And what I sense this being's response to me is. And my own response to that is, the guidance I sense this being is offering in relation to my question is, and now take a moment to offer your full attention to whatever is emerging for you from this exchange. And if nothing is emerging, then being aware of that. And still, you're not keeping the space open. Breathing into your whole body and sensing, the interconnectedness between you and this plant being and your community. Here on Zoom today, or the community where you live, or both. Extending, throughout the whole web of life. Then here are a few more sentences for you to complete. The essence I'm carrying forward from this exchange in relation to my question is, and how this relates to my vision and my wish to support the regeneration of our planet through my action is. In this moment, I'm grateful for. And just simply, you know, sitting with everything which has emerged for you during this session and sensing to what has changed in you since you have sat down earlier today for this practice. Allow it to permeate your body and your being as you're learning to work with expanding your range of perception into areas of life which are calling you at this time of eco-cultural unraveling. As you know, something is falling apart, showing more and more cracks, but something new is coming through those cracks. The unraveling of an old narrative of conditioning, which can open us into new ways of seeing ourselves and the world. And with that, our next steps on the path. And you know, sensing into what we can bring to the web of life. Even if we are bringing spaciousness and willingness to listen into those cracks, that is already wonderful. You know, not knowing how to translate that into action, but listening anyway. And you know, we are just one little person, and to cooperate in bringing forth this. New way of understanding ourselves, a new narrative. And becoming more conscious of ourselves as full participants of a living, intelligent earth. That's what we need to become conscious of, and that's what we are. Trying, you know, to train our minds, particularly on these Wednesday teachings, which are dedicated to that. The earthworm practice, you know, earthworms like really being in the thick of it. Whatever is in front of them, that's what they are engaging with. You know, sensing the aliveness in the body. And that which calls us, you know, the urge to evolve, which calls us to connect with those practices. Not by thinking about it, but by just becoming conscious of that moving through us. Simply because this body is part of a living, intelligent earth. And we are receiving information. Information. It comes into formation, which means, you know, being embodied. And that's a process. It starts with attuning and resonating and making space for that to land in us. Letting go of the repetition compulsion of the past. And, becoming more mindful of the needs of the future. If there is any future for our species. And through that, our ability to respond to what future generations need to be here starts to grow. And we become participants in opening space for next generations to walk into. Helping to midwife that by attending to it in this way. Allowing space, first of all, in our own minds and hearts. That's what we can do, and that's what we are doing today. Inviting the blessings of our ancestors and future generations. Yeah, as we are, walking our talk in this long line of beings which have shown up here on this planet over deep time. So that we're slowly, coming to the end of the practice today, taking a moment to offer gratitude or an intention to your plant ally in this meeting today, based on what was revealed to you through this practice. Might be a simple gesture or a few words. And allow that little gesture to carry you out from that engagement and taking with you the essence of what you have received today from the work with your plant relative. And take a couple of deeper breaths and feel your body, sense your body. And, try not to lose the inner connection to your body as you slowly open your eyes and come back into the Zoom room.